that's too specific to quizzes. It's quite...
Oh, my God.
No. No, none of these are... Okay, so we're just going to have to...
Okay.
Go for real.
Okay.
Welcome to the good stuff. We're joined this week by Conchetta, Carista...
Carista.
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 Carista. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm saying again.
No.
Got the guest name wrong.
No, do not start again. This is perfect. We're also this is being recorded at the end of the podcast.
Okay, so I'm back into it. Welcome to the good stuff, guys, and get ready for a fantastic episode with our guest, Conchetta Carista. And I apologize for getting your name wrong. And I also want to apologize for something that occurred during this podcast. So I used language that I regret. That I take back. And that I want to sincerely apologize for before you hear it. This is a warning to anyone who I suppose doesn't want to hear offensive language. Don't listen. Or offensive kind of, just more offensive ideas generally. Aggressive ideas.
I don't remember any of this. Do you remember?
Yeah,
any?
No.
I'm not proud of. I said some things I'm not proud of, Sam. Directed specifically at a friend of yours.
Yes.
Dear friend.
Yeah.
And a guy who shouldn't be disrespected, not because he's scary, but because he deserves respect. And what he's done in the past, what he did in the very recent past, potentially in the last week, at a weekend getaway that you had with him, shouldn't be held against him. And I just want to retract any kind of aggression that that I communicated towards him. And I hope that he hears that. And, I mean, what he does is up to him, but it would be great if his reaction to my words didn't involve violence. Of any kind.
Yeah, just don't be... If you listen to this and you want to beat Tom up, don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a good summary of what I'd like.
I'd just like to piggyback off that apology.
Okay, yeah.
And make my own apology to a certain celebrity that I have talked about extensively on this podcast,
that's right.
Who may or may not have dated my boyfriend in the public eye.
Yeah.
I'd also further like to extend the apology to my boyfriend for sort of talking about things maybe he wanted private, you know?
Yeah.
And I hope he listens to this.
I would like to do an apology as well.
Yep.
Could I please apologize to my friend Barnsey, whose wedding I'm going to and whose Bucks party, who I think is supposed to keep a lot of that stuff private, have just spoken about at length on a podcast.
Right. And I'd like to apologize before as well for making a joke about how they're not good for each other, which I was talking about generally just because you said a few things and I thought that would be a humorous joke to make. But I mean, I know them personally. I met them. I think they're great together. I'd also like to apologize to you, Conchetta, for getting your last name incorrect.
And I'd like to apologize to you because I insinuated that you weren't good with women without actually knowing that in detail, but sort of speculating.
That's not necessarily to apologize for because you were correct in that case.
Absolutely. And I sort of thought that.
Yeah.
And that had no substance, my apology.
Mm. So you didn't mean that?
No.
Is that something you'd like? Do you have anything to say about
it? No, I think I'm done. This has been fun.
So that insincere statement you made, you don't have any reflections on that or?
Just that I vibed with it at the time. And
and now how do you feel about it?
Still vibing with you and Seth.
Still loving it. I love it to this day, to this minute. I back it. Anyway, enjoy the episode.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
Mutual, not a friend, but a guy I kind of know.
I would almost say I'm friends with him.
Really?
Really?
I mean, we had a lot of conversations and he's sent me a DM before. I've DM'd him.
Wow.
That's almost friends. No, actually, it's
No. I mean, I reckon this is a numbers game. If you've got enough DMs, that is a friendship.
It's probably,
two, not enough.
Yeah, I reckon maybe six. But including mine. So
I mean, yeah, you get to include yours.
No, I just... Oh, okay, well then, great, yeah. Because if you just go like, you write six to their one, that counts as seven.
That's not ideal, is it?
Oh,
the ratio
so
is definitely important. I would also say that the content of the messages, key.
It is so true.
Because
what if it's
if
like, hey...
Fuck off. Yeah. Don't ever fucking contact me again. It's like, we're friends, six texts.
Yeah. If you have six texts, it's like, hey, 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 what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, you in
all from me. Yeah. Yeah, we DM.
Want to go for lunch? What are you doing?
Please reply. Yeah, we're mates.
Welcome to the podcast, Conchita. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
You look great.
Thank you.
No one has ever dressed up like this for the podcast. You look incredible.
I hope this adds to the experience of people listening.
It just simply won't.
It won't at all.
Awesome. It won't have any bearing on it whatsoever.
Normally people come in here so ratty.
Except to the extent that maybe through our voices it will affect the dynamic somewhat, and then that might be, you know.
We'll be more professional, do you think?
Maybe. I don't know. I think, I mean, that's the only extent to which it would have any bearing on anything. If anything, I feel like it could also increase a feeling of jealousy in the listener.
That's why I did
not
it.
Not being privy to the... Really?
I'm a bit jealous. No. Do you know what I was going to wear? Because I'm going to a wedding next month.
Oh, my God.
And I had to get...
You're obsessed.
Wear the suit now.
No.
Get ready.
kind of. Because I had to get the shoes last week. And they're like boots, like a boot type thing.
It's why
like
did you think
a cowboy wedding?
But I was, yeah, pretty kind of actually.
Awesome. Yeah,
it's like a country vibe.
Yeah.
I'm paying $2,000 for a suit that I'll never wear again, basically.
Why? Mm. Oh, your best man. This is the one where your best man. Yeah,
so this wedding's cost me like $6,000 already, I reckon, with the Airbnb.
I mean, we're going to get into
that. We'll get into that later.
Conchita, I don't know if you're aware, you're actually on the pod of a Bucks Party recap.
Whoa.
Yes. I will get into it, but anyway, I saw the boots before I came here, and I thought I should maybe wear the boots in before the wedding because I don't want them. So I was about to wear very fancy boots here, and somebody told me not to.
What was it?
Bad instincts. Sounds like terrible.
Instincts. There's no other thing for it.
It was an incorrect decision.
It was one of the worst decisions I've ever made. I get here and I see you looking like $1 million.
Yeah.
Can I ask though, because we did discuss this on the way in briefly. Mm. You arrived. I saw you second. I think you noted that she'd dressed up. Yep. I would have noticed, I reckon. I'm bad with this stuff.
Okay.
But then...
With women.
No.
Right. No, that's simple, but so cutting.
Let's not go that general. I meant specifically to do with fashion. But yeah, and then you commented that you, instead of joking about it, Sam should have been more direct with the, I don't know, I'm not good at it. I always get in trouble. I'm like, oh, you look good. And they're like, what's different? And you're like, well, fuck you. Yeah. I'm just trying to, I don't know.
Right.
Well, my rule is always keep my mouth shut.
Exactly.
Except to Conchita.
Yeah. When right. He just goes and goes and goes.
Because I have a running joke about, because Conchita is dating Ben Goshen.
That's not what you want.
But you know.
Six texts, no replies. That's the...
Conchita, you look great.
Yeah, we're mates. Yeah.
We're real close.
Yeah, we've got this weird rapport where I harass her. And it's really funny for both of us. For both, I think.
No, Conchita's dating Ben Goshen.
Yep. Aware of that.
Yeah, well, maybe there's someone listening who is not in our immediate circle. Okay?
I didn't mean to, by aware of that, to imply that you shouldn't have said it.
Anyway.
Showing off.
I always say to Conchita, and I think this is a term for this negging.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always say you're the luckiest girl in the world because you're dating Ben Goshen, who's a beautiful guy.
That's not negging. That's just lovely.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's usually the other way around. Can I tell you that? I'm always forgetting that I'm the lucky one. And there's just this stick in the mud who just keeps...
Well, I'm sticking up for Ben, basically.
Yeah, but what about me?
The rhetoric online is definitely like Conchita... I mean, Ben Caution's the luckiest guy in the world because he's dating wonderful Conchita.
Right, so you're trying to go against the grain.
It seems like you disagree.
Gotcha. So you're seeing a lot of people. They're saying, oh, my God, this guy's so lucky to be with Conchita. And you're like trying to be reverse it.
I'm like, don't forget that, you know, Conchita's sitting on a gold mine here with Ben Goshen.
Why don't you just say it's equal matching? Why don't you say awesome?
Other side hasn't been equal at all.
Boring. Yeah, sorry. I'm just getting in touch to comment on this social media status to note that you are exactly the same standard, the two of you. This relationship is extremely appropriate. I'm commenting this for some reason. That's what you want?
But it is.
Yeah, I mean, that.
Fairness,
I wouldn't mind that.
What I want. Quality.
You know, you both, I think... Like you're both good for each other.
Even that makes me upset. I want to be more.
I didn't say it very.
Sam is sweating.
Do you
want to
be more?
I want to be more.
I always try to date people way out of my league.
Well, can I just tell you this sort of racks my brain every day, but Ben has one ex-girlfriend.
Right.
He's 28 years old and his one ex-girlfriend, 28.
Oh, okay.
And his one ex-girlfriend.
I thought that was the ex.
Okay, you need to hear this. His one ex-girlfriend is now a movie star in Hollywood. Okay?
Oh, my God.
That is what I carry around on my shoulders every single day.
Well, first of all, put it down. That can't help. Some of these dates are getting a bit awkward. Yeah, I've got the ex on my shoulders. Like, what's going on down there? You guys kissing? Stop it.
She's a movie star. Can you write her name down and pass it to me?
I
and
can then just read say it out. I like her. She's great. Her name's Geraldine Viswanathan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They went out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't. Yeah. I mean, they were involved.
To you.
Can I say, I remember because she's from Sydney. She used to do open mics and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't remember them dating.
Awesome. Sounds it was
like
private.
Sounds like something he made up.
You say something.
Yeah, remember that girl who's no longer around to disagree with his statement?
And he's so far out of our
She used to love me.
Exactly.
And we'll never come back.
Oh, my God. He's going to kill me. But, look, they were at some point involved. Like, the only other person he's been a bit involved with is a movie star.
He sent her 7 texts.
You know what I mean? Every time you don't give me heaps of compliments, it hurts more than you would know.
But do you want to be a movie star?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'd take it.
Is it on offer? I'm trying to say it's pretty good.
This podcast makes dreams happen.
I mean, it's possible.
No, and I love her and she's the best, but I just think that is so funny. Can you just imagine if just what you're...
Yeah,
but the dating didn't happen during the movie star-ness.
That's true.
So I think it's good bragging rights, but I'm not sure it would have been the dynamics of the day-to-day.
He wasn't on her arm at movie premiere.
Yeah, no.
That's the dream,
isn't
it?
I still think that means...
Oh, I've thought about this. To marry, just someone who's rich and famous and you don't have to do anything. I think we've talked about this on the podcast
a lot.
Is that a dream?
I want to be at the cocktail. Yeah. I'll chat to the other boyfriend.
That's the dream.
We're talking about it for like two or three episodes. Our dream. Exactly. To do nothing except be
kind. The background, but I'm at the party and I don't have many responsibilities. Not everyone wants to talk to me, but everyone never knows. Oh, who's that guy?
Well, that's a dream man for someone like me. But I think that means I have potential to still be a movie star.
Maybe, for sure.
Totally, you're on the track.
Yeah. Imagine that. And then I dump Ben, and then the next girl comes on and she's like, wow, his two ex-girlfriends went on to be a
movie star. So if you become it, you've got to be like, I'm sorry, Ben. It's too funny to not break up with you.
I got to do this for the bit.
Yeah, even in your wildest imaginations, your wildest dreams of success, you dump Ben.
No, but then imagine Ben then would have had two ex-girlfriends at a movie star.
Yes.
He could go out and line up out the front of NIDA and fuck any girl
absolutely.
He would want to.
Absolutely.
Be like,
he'd be like,
is my ticket to Hollywood.
And he does. He could and he does every way.
Is that how he got you?
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, I got to ride that dick all the way to Hollywood. I've got to figure it out. But the thing is, just know that I've made it a bigger deal than he ever did. I like to sort of base my whole personality around
of course. He's not the kind of guy
who's a bigger deal. I've turned it into the whole thing that I'm doing about
God. I actually reached out to her recently because I had this idea. I love doing the shtick of
a
being
big
the...
big rant.
I had this idea maybe like beating the shit out of you. That's the idea.
No, I like doing the shtick of like the really crazy girlfriend.
The shtick, yeah.
Yeah.
The funny gag shtick. Yeah, the character, yeah.
Yeah, and so I wanted to make a video where I'm like... addressing it and being like, cool, like everything's fine. My boyfriend's ex-girlfriend is a movie star. And I would compare all these like funny photos and things we've done. And I reached out to her and I was like, hey, boo, like, are you chill if I do this? Totally fine if you're not. She's like, oh my God, you idiot. Like, you are as beautiful as I am. Like, of course you can, but you're
crazy.
Show
us these messages. Yeah. I don't know.
It's real. Yeah.
It's like there's some paraphrasing happening here.
It's just me like, hey, are you in Sydney? Want to hang out? No replies from her.
It's like you make a fake account to respond.
No, it's real and I can show you the receipt.
And so she wrote back, you're beautiful, but said no. Is that what happened?
No, she said, yeah, you can go for it. But the whole shtick was, I was like, obviously I'm like garbage compared to you. And she's like, was sweet and was like, no, you're not, Conchetta, shut up. But
I mean,
of
that's
course,
what she has to say. You get some success over in LA. You're in some like movies and you know, you've got a community of people that you kind of came up with. You'd be aware that that's, you know, jealousy inducing and you'd want to maintain your relationships with them, but so you also true. Would be getting like a lot of requests from like random people and old people about like opportunities, and there you can't say yes to all of them. Previously you would have been keen to say yes, but you can't. And then, you know, someone that you knew back in the day reaches out, you're excited, and they're like, I've got an idea for you. And like, I read a lot of these at the time, but I'm going to give this a bit more kind of oxygen because, you know, I do know this person. And it's like, I want to do a joke about how you fucked my current boyfriend and I'm a piece of trash and you're the best. You can't be like, yep, sounds good.
Right,
you've got to be like, oh, that's what a terrible awesome premise. But in your head, you're like, yeah.
Imagine, like, she just wrote one word, but she just wrote yes back.
Sounds appropriate. Sounds like a perfect sketch with no changes for me.
Anyways, I think it's sort of genius, but I never got around to doing it.
Well, no, you should do it.
Like, I think I should.
You should get her to star in it.
Maybe.
Would she? Yeah, that'd be awesome if maybe you did a Zoom call.
Yeah, us side by side.
Yeah. I'm sure he'd. I mean, this is every man's worst nightmare.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Are they
on bad terms?
No.
But even so, you just don't want stories being shared.
Or talking about it on a podcast.
No, but at least it's just communicating with exes. I mean, it's not gender specific. I feel like it's every girl's nightmare as well. It's the opposite, in any relationship. You don't want too much communication between. Well, it's a bad sign if you're teaming up with the ex.
Sure.
Oh, you should be oppositional. Yeah.
It's like a movie to get the guy. There is that movie premise where all the exes get together.
Yeah, it's always for some scheme.
Yeah,
for some scary plan. Yeah, it's never to chat about how cool you are.
To make someone famous, maybe. That's the scheme. And can cheddar someone.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, good luck with that.
Thank you. I feel clear like this really got money away grab. From me.
I saw an ex on King Street today.
Oh, my God.
How'd you handle it?
A queen on King.
A queen. Maybe. Yeah, she's been dethroned. Okay. I beat.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I wound down the window. I said, hey. And she didn't see me.
She didn't?
No. And then I messaged her after.
Oh, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
You've got to follow up on the beep. Yeah,
I was like, hey, did you see me beep? And she was like, no. And I was like,
nope. And you're like, cool.
Friendships coming up, relationships. It's in pretty one way.
I don't know why I messaged her after. That's something I need to know.
I bet that is something like, is it like insecurity? Because you're like, what if she didn't? You know, you have to chase it up. You have to have control. You have to be like, did you see? Like,
I thought she saw me.
Oh.
Yeah.
And didn't do anything. So you got to like. Couch the beep.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really care about that bit. I mean, it only came to me, like, in the moment. Like,
I cared so much. I don't know why.
I think you did. Mm. And you have to seem like the nice guy, right? You're reaching out. You're doing the nice thing. You could have left it, but you didn't.
I mean, that's certainly an issue he has. Not
being
knowing when
nice
to say no.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stepping up. No.
I mean, this is going to come up later on in the episode. When we talk about your experience at the Bucks, I feel like that will play out trait of yours.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a hen's party?
Absolutely not. I only recently went to some kind of bridal shower, the first time ever playing wedding games and stuff.
Oh, was it
what
good?
Kind of wedding games?
What are they doing?
Oh, you know, it was just kind of like a fancy lunch at like a nice restaurant.
Beautiful.
And there were games where they passed around like, put the movie quote with the movie. And then there was one where they had like, who said I, then they had the bunch of questions like, who said I love you first and who met the parents first? And you had to guess if it was her or him.
Hang on. So of those two types of questions, one sounded quite sweet. It's like about the couple and it's, reminding their friends and loved ones about the couple and facts they might not have known. And the other was just movie trivia.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So there's general questions of just... Yeah. Just
but
for
it
the
was
quiz nerds.
Related. It was love related.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah. No, like rom com quiz.
Yeah, like
okay.
You had me at hello. What one was that?
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha.
And then there was a different one where they had photos of the two, you know, the husband and the wife at different ages, and you had to guess their ages. And then whoever won the games got like prizes and stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
It was kind of nice.
And do you do that before the hens?
Yeah, what's a bridal shower?
I
even?
Know. And that's different to
I've heard of a baby shower.
Yeah.
There's a different thing that's called a something tea, and that's at home.
A wedding tea.
I don't know. But
a brunch.
Maybe. But it's like wedding related.
Yes.
And it's for things for the home. You give the wife things for the home, and then.
I've seen the people in the park. Lots of girls, maybe eight girls, with a cute little table that they've brought, and they're sitting on pillows, and they're doing that.
Yeah.
And I've always thought that's not.
Like giving homewares out.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that. There's been gifts. God, but it just seemed quite relaxed and, like, not what I'd expect a hen's. I associate hens with like girls out and they got dicks on their head and they're like partying.
But I think other hens, the wedding I am going to, we had the Bucks, on their hens, they went to just a nice restaurant and then hired out some space and watched a movie. Like it sounded very, I don't think anyone drank even.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which.
This relationship is not going to last.
No, it'll be, it's rock solid.
Oh, they're just perfect kind of.
It's rock solid with me as the best man.
You can't be on record being like they're done as the best man. Sorry. No, sometimes opposites and it's the most beautiful.
I'm going to make a speech. I can't be like, it's not going
to
work.
Oh, so you just had the Bucks. How far is the wedding? Because the thing I went to, the wedding's now 2 weeks away.
Oh, so I reckon this was recently. You went to the hens.
No,
for sure.
It's not the hens. I'm not that close to the bride.
So you think it was a more, like a bigger event for more general, and then the
it
hens.
It was more general. It had family. It had like.
How many were at this shower?
Is this an engagement party?
30. No.
Because that's something
it
different.
It was only women. It was only all women.
Only women.
The
I think I've heard
there.
Of this. I think maybe my cousin did something like this because I remember not getting
Is it
invited.
A bridal shower?
I reckon you can call
I think
it
you
that.
Said that, yeah. I yeah. It definitely that sounds like a thing. I might have heard, but I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, me too. I'm so out of weddings. I've really never
well,
been
I mean,
to any
I think
as an adult.
We just had a good description of what it is.
Yeah, but there's
You've
probably
been
more.
As a child?
Yeah, as a child, I went to heaps of WOG weddings.
Oh, like family of like what what your parents' friends?
No, like parents' cousins and parents, like
gotcha.
Nieces and you know what I mean? Just like
that's that WOG wedding venue.
Yeah,
in West
that's
Sydney,
where they were.
Got fined at like
Dalton House.
1,200 people there. Yeah. It can hold 2,000.
Well, that's the trouble because they do current affair things on that, and then they'd be like, oh, you know, the wedding's going on, and then they'd play. Footage, promotional footage that the venue used of people just going crazy dancing. And it's like, that was before.
Yeah,
that looked so disrespectful. Like they're throwing each other. They were probably a bit of, but you know, there were too many people.
Imagine
but.
Not being able to, because 750, I think, is the limit at the moment for weddings,
Whoa,
maybe. Oh,
so
no.
Many.
750.
That's so many.
No, 150, maybe.
Surely.
Yeah.
Okay, that's sounding a
but
bit more.
But that place might be allowed 750 because it's that's, huge. You've been there.
Yeah, I've been to all of them in the. I'm sure all I've been them. To them for all different things. Mm. There's a different one as well that's on the water near the Bay Run.
All right.
I can't remember. Oh. Whatever. Anyways. But isn't that the – they got in trouble for the wedding for people from the place that was cut out and then they came
– Northern Beaches.
Northern Beaches. Someone got in trouble because people from Northern
from
Beaches
there.
Went to a wedding and it was absolutely a WOG wedding at a place on the water and they got in trouble. That was kind of in peak lockdown.
Oh, have you been to a wedding with 1,000 people there?
No.
Yeah, though, who would know 1,000?
That would suck. I don't want to be at a wedding with 1,000
people. Well, if you're
the
bride and groom, you'd have to shake everyone's hand.
I think everyone you just wouldn't be very good at that quiz.
Oh, my God. Big no competition.
No one would know anyone.
Yeah, it's just like, guess who?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the bloody bridal shower would be.
Absolutely.
But yeah, not many for you. But then you, Taunton. We're at a Bucks.
Oh my God!
So I party a Bucks party because I'm the best man.
Well, that's something that
that's
I didn't understand.
Huge.
Why
is
I was
that,
the best man?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You're not the best man.
Best
I'm
friend?
The best man.
Yeah.
Are you best friends with his best friend?
I am not best friends
no,
with
you've
him.
Met him.
Oh, I'm friends with him.
Yeah.
Oh
but
yeah.
Not
how many DMs?
Why not
in
best
the...
friends? Oh, I have never. I mean, it's a very impersonal relationship. My relationship with this guy.
Tim Hewitt are messaging all the time. No, I don't think they've ever met.
Yeah, that's.
Wait, is Tim getting married?
That's cute.
No, Tim's not getting married.
Oh,
no, okay, so no. You don't have to marry people every
guy,
time you're friends
like
with them.
A friend from when I was.
You married or are you never heard of each other? Because I don't understand. Are you talking about this middle ground? I don't get it.
No, it's a friend that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And he's getting married also to another friend that I grew up with. But they're separate friendship groups. It's quite
That's
crazy.
So beautiful.
But then if you're the best man, so yeah, what are your responsibilities? This is what I'm not across.
You've
got to do a speech. That's all I know.
You've got to do a speech and you've got to, I think like if he cries, tap his shoulder or something.
Don't you organise the Bucks?
Stop it, mate.
Well, I had to organise the whole Bucks. And that was like, that's one of the worst experiences of
my
life.
God.
If you cry, really? Is that in there?
I think that's what you've got
emotional
to do.
Support.
I reckon
to tell
that's
him
what
not to
you're
do
there
anything
for.
To...
Don't run, mate. You say that.
Yes. Oh, it's a bit event management like that. It's like to keep him there on behalf of
you. He's kind of PA for
the
day.
The guide. Yeah,
you know what
okay.
I thought that meant? I thought you meant hand on the shoulder. You step in.
Oh, and I marry her. You're the honest guy.
It's someone else's shoulder. It's the dad of the bride's shoulder. It'll be right, mate.
You know, we're talking about this made me immediately think of the movie that we both saw separately.
Yes.
Which one?
trying to be a reasonable woman. No,
Promising Young Woman. That's a terrible movie.
trying to be.
Promising. There were just long words, but then before the word woman.
I saw Promising Young Woman as well.
Oh, really? What did you think?
I thought the women showed a lot of promise. And yeah, the men were mean to them. Did you pick that up?
I thought one was going to be good, but then I was tricked. I was quite frankly tricked.
Have you actually seen it?
This is the one based off the TV series, off the Fox News thing.
No?
No.
You're thinking Bombshell or something.
I heard Promising Young Woman got terrible reviews. So I didn't
really?
Want to see it. Yes.
No, I think, I mean, it got mixed reviews. I think some people were very very positive, and then other people thought it was
very negative.
Potentially problematic because of some aspects of it, which I suppose we shouldn't spoil. I didn't think it was really.
We can leave it. Watch the film.
It had Carey Mulligan in it, though. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was almost enough to get me there, despite the mixed reviews.
It was worth a watch. It was interestingly done. I'm finding recently, though, my because I use the app Letterboxd.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And I like to log what I've seen, mainly to remember. And then while I'm there, I'll often give it a star rating. And if I'm feeling very rarely, I'll leave a review of some kind. But not, I think usually I'm trying to be funny if I do that. Mm. But then I saw Soul recently, hated it.
And really?
Kind of a semi-serious, just fuck this film.
Wow.
But I find it, pretty soon after I watch the movie, I forget kind of what my thoughts were. Mm-hmm. I had I ran into you after we'd seen it. I had takes that I'd just been gone back and forth off my girlfriend. Like we know how we feel about this, but like a week later, this happened a few times. Someone's like, "Oh, you didn't like that movie? Why not?" And you're like, "Eh, couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you."
Did you like it, Conchetta?
Yeah, it sort of like blew me away. But I think
it was really good.
I was like, I know, but I think that's me with lots of movies.
It sort of like blew me away.
I suppose you could say it's good if you could even ask what the word good means in heaven.
No,
if you take the O out and then it's God.
I just feel like I'm simple and it was powerful.
I'm like this as well.
You know what I mean? I talked to Will Arimia and I love his take. Is like, I've loved every movie I've ever seen. That's so beautiful.
Well, I've often said this is that I'm like, people don't give them enough credit for making the movie. Like, there was a core sheet.
Oh, yeah, totally. Good job.
Everyone got paid. Like, everyone turned up to work. Yeah. Someone made the sandwiches. It's like, for that, it's like, that's three stars itself.
Totally. I mean, I don't know if you're giving great. I don't give them credit for sandwiches that I didn't get to enjoy. Like someone got a sandwich in LA in 2018 and I'm meant to be like, beautiful.
No, man.
Fantastic.
I dropped my girlfriend off at Thor the other day because she'd been working on it. And like the amount of people there, I was like, this is just incredible that this thing
it is.
Made. There was like a fucking roller coaster or something in the back of it. Like,
but also it's, you expect it to get met, like the more people.
Of course,
but
I'm like,
it's still crazy.
They should just get a round of applause for getting everyone in the one spot.
I have like a heart attack every time I try to make one sketch on my phone. Do you know what I mean?
TikTok videos like 2 days.
There's quite a few
anxiety.
Takes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. More than four, probably not. That's the worst one. Looked at your phone. There's like 90 different videos of you.
So of your
like,
face?
Was that for that 4-second video you put on Twitter that looked like you did it in 10 seconds? No. What do you mean? Uh-huh. What are you talking about?
It is so pathetic. You can lose a week trying to make a video you put online and then it gets like
absolutely bombed.
Four people look at it and then you take it down. And
or worse, 1,000 and four likes.
That's
not a fantastic ratio.
That's like the social media feed was trying to help you. They were showing it to people.
Oh, yeah.
They did their
no
job.
Issue there. Were all these people didn't speak English? Who are these people? I need more details on these people.
Anyway, so I had to organise the Bucks party.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll get a house down the coast. I was like, that's probably the best thing. I didn't want to do like go to into the city or whatever.
How many people are coming?
At the start, it was like 25.
Wow.
25 boys, all boys.
All boys. And all the majority, all South Coast trashy white boys as well.
Someone's going to die.
Yeah. Mm. And I was very anxious about the whole thing. And then no one paid me for the Airbnb as well.
So you've got to pay up
front. No, I've got some money out of it. Yeah, I had to pay up front, right?
See, that's another in the responsibilities. It's tough.
Well, I'm trying to do stand-up about it, saying because people are like, oh, you're the best man and it's an honour. I'm like, no, it's a huge financial burden.
Yeah, it
the whole
terrible.
Thing is, anyway, but so I did all that and it was fine. But then so my friend was like, there's this guy coming who I have met a few times. He grew up with and he's like, oh, he's going to prison? And I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, but see if he can make it to the Bucks party.
We really want him there.
So I had to.
It's like a halfway house the other way.
Oh my God.
I had to ring him and I was like, hey man, when are you going into prison? Do you think you'll make the Bucks party? And he's like, yeah, I'm
praying
going.
For a no.
Yeah. Please say no.
You say when you're going into prison first and then I'll say when the Bucks are.
Well, I was leaving and then he was like, I'll get back to you, check the dates. And then he's like, dude, great news. I go in the week after.
Oh, what fantastic news.
And then he goes so excited. And then he wrote one last hurrah. And
oh, I'm like, my God. Don't you think it's crazy, like, looking at your calendar and instead of, like, a holiday, it's, like, jail?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a calendar. A lot of yellow, you know, when, like, an event is over multiple days and it's just, like, consistent through
That's
the calendar?
Crazy.
What if he doesn't go? What if he's like, I just won't go to jail? Do they chase him?
Yeah,
they
absolutely. The sheriff out. They send the sheriff.
Do they make you go to jail if you don't want to go? Yeah. Yeah. That's a huge part of it, not voluntary.
Were you totally curious about why he's going to jail?
I know why he's going to jail.
Can you say it or not really?
Probably, I don't want to.
You don't want to. Fair enough. Just like, yeah. Can I say, do you feel like you have
the worst crimes to have a guy at your party?
Yeah, totally. But he was really muscly and he got, he was crazy. I don't want to like... Because he might listen.
Yeah, I might ask him to listen.
I think they listen to podcasts in jail.
Oh, my God.
Like, they would.
That's great. On their phone.
If you're listening to this, I think you're not tough at all, and I'll fucking smack you, man.
Tom.
My name is Tom Cashman, and I will kill you. If you're listening to this, you big idiot.
Edit it out.
Fuck you. I know.
Edit it out. Anyway,
it's been nice knowing Ellie. Now I get my own last hurrah.
Anyway, these boys sound very different to your morning, whatever it was, to your wedding shower.
Yeah.
When I didn't sleep, I was just trying to control. Half the group got naked.
Less wedding shower, more getting fucked in the shower.
It's actually pronounced golden shower.
That's you next week, you fuck. You listen to this.
And then the other, so half the guys got naked and were quite aggressive. And then
what?
The other half.
What do you mean? At what point is this?
Like throughout the weekend.
Oh, just walking around completely naked.
Yeah, for the most of it.
What?
Yeah. And then the
Why? And it's like funny?
Sort of.
Mm.
Are they all these guys ripped?
Some are.
Some not.
But a lot of them are quite muscly that are naked walking around.
I mean, no, that's what I mean. Like the naked one, it's kind of like you've got. You're showing off a bit. Like, you're looking good.
Oh, yeah, everyone looked pretty good. Yeah.
Damn.
Everyone was in pretty good shape there, to be honest.
That's what is going on?
And then the other half weren't naked. So it got split into, like, the alphas. This is only at night,
it sounds
by
like
the way.
Big Brother
during
house.
During the day.
No, it doesn't, Conchetta.
It does. It sounds like what's going on here, the psychological, the alphas and
well,
the
no,
thing.
Well, kind of.
You want to watch an up late version of this? Get some sneak peeks.
So, like, during the day it was, like, pretty normal. Like, everyone would get along. We'd all just have
playing
drinks.
Board games.
Well, no, we want to play lawn bowls.
I was kidding.
Just a bit more advanced board games. And then nightfall would fall. And, it would split into these two groups of the alphas and then the cucks. And
where were you?
I was in the cucks. I was also very stressed. I'd be like...
Did you take a shirt off at least?
Didn't take my shirt off.
Wow.
Yeah, no. I spent halfway, not even... Literally, so how many ended up going? Like 20?
We ended up with 15. So we had one the first night. So 16 in total, but then one came back. Yeah.
So 16 people, 8 of them are naked.
Yeah. Or 7 maybe. Because one of them also... Yeah, because
not even undies.
No.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
That is so weird. If I heard about that, I'd be like, what is going on? Like, if I heard you guys had a Bucks of all my friends and you guys were naked, I'd be so...
It felt like a weird kind of, like, Stonecutters thing.
It is.
Yeah, it has that vibe.
It felt like an initiation.
Because, like, one guy... Do it like that's streaking. That's, I mean, our society has decided. I'm not sure if I agree, but that's apparently funny.
That's funny.
It's quite funny, particularly if it's like a quick one and they're going, woo, like a nudie run kind of vibe. That's a bit funny. It's
courageous,
a bit silly.
Brave, silly, awesome.
But then when we get to 7 all at once and they're quite big, it is scary.
Yeah.
And it should be silly because their little willies are there. They should be low, but that just makes them so alpha.
In my head, there should be like a hot tub, but was there
one?
We
didn't have a hot tub.
See, then that's weird.
Like
you're just walking around eating
food. Then it's not intimidating
food.
If they jump into the hot tub.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
It was like a big beach housey type thing. But we got a noise complaint on the first night, but we didn't get it to the next morning. And then I was at a cafe and they knew my name, the guy who I rented the house off. And he walked into the house and one of the guys was asleep and he woke the guy up, the guy who owned the house. And he was like, "Where's Sam?" And my friend was like, he was quite indifferent about it, which I think is so funny. He was, like, he was like, go away, I'm sleeping.
Like, so this is the guy who owns the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Has come in because he's received a complaint.
He
to find
the
you.
Neighbors. And so he's like, where's Sam? And the guy was like, I don't know. He's at a cafe. Leave me alone. I'm sleeping. You know,
like, yeah. I don't answer to you, dude. Yeah, like, I haven't even paid for this. Yeah. Dude, my money's going into the bond, you dickface.
Anyway, so then I get this phone call. And he goes, hey, it's Ian from blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, hey, Ian, how's it going? And he goes, not good, Sam. Not good at all. And
this is night one as
this
well.
This is night one. And he said, he was like, we've been inundated with noise complaints.
What are they doing?
And
what was the noise
what are
the night before?
Shouting?
Well, nudity. You can't hear nudity. I wish you could.
The first time was pretty chill, I thought. It was just kind of people were talking. There wasn't really too much music.
What?
But I don't really know. But they said, anyway, I went and, but this, he told me, this is what he told me to do. He was like, this is what you're going to do. He goes, you're going to go around to each house on the block. You're going to knock on the door. You're going to apologize.
Oh my God.
And then you're going to ring me back and let me know how you go. And I was like, no, I'm just not doing that.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so I didn't do that at all. But then I did see the neighbors either side.
You're going to walk around treating him like you're not only his child, but like seven or something.
Oh, totally. Like I'm so young. Wow. But then I was chatting to the neighbors the next door and they were like, oh, yeah, we didn't hear you at
all. When you popped around to apologize.
What? No, because the footy went over the, we were playing touch football and I jumped.
Wait,
the fence,
do you think they're lying?
I think someone's complained.
Oh, yeah. Just one, and then you upgrade it to inundated.
Yeah. A classic strategy. The second night couldn't have been louder. The guys were so loud. They were banging on stuff and like.
Well, this is the problem. I feel like you provoked it. You know what I mean? Once they know about that and like, did you tell the alphas about that unreasonable demand?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, then they would have been like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so he's left a terrible review on my Airbnb.
Oh my God, Sam.
Was there damage to the.
That's damage, yeah.
To the what kind of happened? What happened?
And then it's like you don't get rewarded. They all kept calling me Waleed's mate as well. Like,
oh my God, that's so funny. They've got you there.
Yeah, which is so funny. And so it was hard to get.
Sam's
any
a Muslim.
Respect.
If you don't get the joke, yeah. That's the.
And so I'd be like, guys, let's go get on the bus. We've got to get to dinner, and they'd be like, shut the fuck up. So it was like hard to like get anyone to do anything. Mm-hmm.
Was that in jest, or did they just genuinely not respect you?
Yeah, do they respect you or no?
Maybe not, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they do. That's
they
the
saw
vibe.
You as like the... But I mean, it's like any power dynamic. It's like you're... Because you've done the itinerary, you become like the teacher or something.
Well, no, that's totally right. Because I was like, guys, we've got a booking for dinner after the thing we're already at. And everyone's just drunk the entire time. Mm. It's hard to kind of... I'm the like the point of... Also, I'm the one that's like asked for money. I mean, it's just a very thankless job. And so I'm then also like stressing the whole time. Making sure we get to everything we need to do and then...
Doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, so it's like there were patches of fun for sure, but like...
Doesn't,
the whole
doesn't
time
sound like an environment where a pun would have flew very well. Hey, guys, got a few gags for you.
But so I don't know, but everyone seemed to have the mindset, and I don't know if this is common, but it's like it's a Bucks party... There's no rule. We're allowed to do
what happens
anything.
In Vegas stays in Vegas.
I didn't think that would be. I just thought everyone would get like quite drunk. Like I've known all these boys for a long time.
Fun,
but it was
good
like
old fashioned
chaos.
I just realized that's what that movie is based on. The Four Guys, The Hangover, and then I just realized the equivalent of that is Bridesmaids, which is Kristen Wiig's character trying to get everyone together, and it goes psycho loco. So these things are just sort of.
Are you showing off after you didn't do very well in that quiz at the bridal party?
Yeah,
so the opposite, the equivalent movie to Hangover is called Bridesmaids, released in 2011, starring Kristen Wiig.
I hate you. I hate you.
So yes, I do know about movies, Janice. Told you it was on the tip of my tongue.
It just sounds like they're going to be crazy. And here's something that I've been thinking the whole time you've been talking.
Oh, yeah. Mm, please go.
If I just feel like, don't you think a Bucks party will depend on the vibe of the, what do you call the guy, the groom?
The groom,
and I want to know, if you had to plan Mr. Cashman's Bucks party, what would you plan? What's Cashman's vibe? And also vice versa.
But also, can I say just before I do that, I think all those guys will just be like, we had a pretty drunk weekend at a holiday house. Nothing too crazy happened. Yes. But I think because I was like hyper alert of everything
you're
that was
the
going
organizer.
On, it was probably to them just whatever. And it might have been if I was not the one organising.
Right.
Totally. If you're the organiser, you're on, particularly if you know there's a guy who's, it's his last hurrah before prison.
That doesn't scream,
I'm getting my bond back for the Airbnb. You know what I mean?
Totally.
I would probably do something similar for Cashman, but I don't think it would be that crazy.
Maybe it would be
a house with a bunch of his friends, probably.
No nudity at all.
Okay, because if I was doing your box, I would make it at an escape room.
Okay.
And there's...
What, for like a how long though?
All of us in there or just me? If I did your box, yeah, you'd be in a box and you'd stay quiet and I'd invite my friends and we'd just chat. I mean, and you stay, you'd stay in the box.
There's a time limit.
You tap once if you're hungry and twice if you're thirsty.
It's all the girls. And
yeah. How was your box? Yeah, it got pretty dark, actually. Just physically, I couldn't see anything. I was in a box. You got my bum back? Yeah, it was spotless. The whole place. The spotless didn't even go in the bed. Didn't break it. No. Nothing occurred.
Well, that's what I'd do. I'd put you in an escape room with 10 of your friends. And then,
it's pretty fun, though. That would be kind of good.
Come on. No one's doing escape rooms. Then laser tag.
I feel like I would want...
Then you go to the arcade.
Then the arcade.
I went to a combined Bucks head.
Spreadsheet. We want you to extrapolate the data.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that you fucking enjoy, isn't it, mate?
Isn't it, mate? You fucking loser.
Exactly. Well, this is you over the intercom. They have in escape rooms. You like that, don't you, fuckwit? Yeah, solve the puzzle.
So you would just do a drunken weekend for Cashman, actually?
No, probably not drunken. I don't think we would probably drink a bit, but I don't think maybe we would chill more. I don't know.
I just picture you playing chess or something.
Like, I mean, I did. I think I've only ever been to one Bucks. Now you mention it. Mm. And it was drinking and chess. It was literally chess.
Oh, my God, see?
For hours. No chess. A lot of people who hadn't seen each other. Being like, yeah,
let's play chess.
Yeah. But then also drinking and fun and chatting.
Cool.
You know,
I think that
sounds relatively standard to me. Get out of town a little bit, get a bunch of people together.
Mm.
I think I wouldn't want the Bucks. I would want a pre-party party with everyone.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I went to one.
All the guys, it's like, I mean, I can see them all, but it's like,
they're all naked.
Why can't I then see the girls as well? Maybe the girls have stopped the guys from getting naked.
Well, this is what I think. It's the all male environment, which is just, you're not in much. In your, like, I went to a boys' school, so I was familiar with it at that age. But like nowadays, you just simply want some women around. I think it adds equilibrium of some kind to a social situation, and it stops this exact kind of masculine fucking nude alpha weird
chimp
behavior.
I would just have more fun, I think. But I would also like, I just think it's like, why am I limiting the, if we're doing a big friendship thing as like one last hurrah, why am I just limiting it to gender? It just kind of is a bit outdated a little bit, maybe.
Totally.
So a big house where everyone could come. Oh, wow. Do you know what? I'll just go to, like, an afternoon at the pub would be all right.
Yeah, yes. That's so nice.
But you want a bit of majesty. And I mean, now I'm going to play devil's advocate because that was my first thought as well. I just remembered I've been to another, like, not Bucks, but pre-wedding party thing that was combined. Everyone all together. There were different activities that were a bit gendered, but all part of the same weekend. And that was a kind of a nice mix.
Yeah. Cool.
And I think maybe sometimes you want people to be away from their partners. So they can cut loose a little bit. And if the partners were there, there could be a little bit of just, not even like, don't do that, but worry that maybe they'd be judging. You're just aware. Yeah. And you like, I think that's the only argument for, totally. Not necessarily gendered, but some just separation.
Separate. Yeah, keep it maybe separate.
Some sort, I mean, this is the kind of thing that people would hate. But if you draw it out of the out of a hat and it's not gendered, but like no couples are together.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you'd have to maybe rank everyone on nagginess.
For people cheating on each other.
Exactly. It's just trying to create drama.
You're like, I've got an app that does it randomly. You're putting together people that hate each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Now it's Big Brother.
Yeah.
But I guess a wedding is a big party. I don't know. It's just been like, having gone through the Bucks party, it makes you contemplate what you would do.
Totally.
What you would do differently.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. It is bizarre. I also think maybe less people would be better. There were so many people at this
16 Bucks. Is pretty big.
Yeah, which I don't know what's normal. Maybe that's normal.
Mm.
I think, I mean, that's pretty good. I think I'd want some big game.
Yes.
I want like
well, we were going to play golf, but it got rained out. Then we went and had a big day of lawn bowls, which was, that was probably the best time because everyone got in. So it was quite competitive.
Yes.
And we were in teams and then there were playoffs and stuff.
That's fun and cute and bonding. And then, that's nice.
That's a winner.
I think, what's a good game for like 15 people? I mean, what you were describing where it's a bit of a quiz, but it's about the actual people.
Like hide and seek or something.
Oh, my God.
Like a twister.
I would win because I'm already in the box. No one's fighting me in here. No, everyone knows.
I can't even think what is. Oh, paintball? Is that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that. No, you get big welts. That sounds like not fun.
I think I've done that on a Bucks party before.
I did that on the non-gendered one, and that was one of the gendered activities. I went off to – I was friends with the bride.
Mm.
She was apparently – I mean, I found out later mad that I went on the boys thing and didn't go to the yoga. That was her thing, but I just thought I was obliged, based on gender, to go with the boys to paintball.
It could be more yoga or paintball.
I know, it was just, it didn't seem right that I'd, it was like, a gender decision.
There needs to be a third option for something that's just in the middle of those two.
Sleeping in, I should have gone with that. But yeah, it cost $150 and it fucking canes, and it was legitimately scary. It was shit. I hate paintball.
Oh yeah, I would never do it.
What would you do for your hands,
Consider?
Okay. You would have a, I think you would have a, there wouldn't be like broken beds and holes
in
the wall.
It would be me singing in like a theater.
Forcing everyone to watch.
Totally.
I put on a show, a one-woman show for my hands.
That is honestly.
I know, I don't know.
The funniest things to do.
I can't think. Just
particularly
like,
if you didn't frame it like that.
I think,
just like, book an Airbnb, but install Airbnb, some sort of little like, theater
like I'm
situation.
Doing it at a factory theater, I've got a face.
No, we're just having drinks and stuff, and everyone's like, tickets this way. And you're like, oh, no.
And then there's someone being like, the show will commence in 5 minutes.
I think
when she didn't have a boy, she was so down. But then he came, my only clown.
I've written a musical about me
funny.
Getting married.
Amanda, it would always be funnier to...
Halfway through, Geraldine, the enemy.
And she's like a witch character. Like
she starts.
Pantomime to make people hold up signs saying, get out.
Yeah, boo.
Fuck Geraldine.
And Geraldine's invited.
Yeah, she's there. She's watching.
It'd be funny to do that for your wedding speech, though. Like, it's just have all these songs. Old couples that are there and turn it into an hour-long musical you've written. Everyone else does a very polite five-minute speech.
What can we say about Conchetta? C is for caring. O is for my only friend in the entire world. You're like, Conchetta.
I just realized, I think Ben's dream would be to do open mic comedy. Like, Ben would probably want to do an actual gig. Not me. I want to do...
That's what the O stands for.
What do you think he would want to do?
I have to drag that man away from gigs, whereas I'm begging to never do comedy. I would go to the Bahamas. I'd do anything crazy.
Oh, you'd take... Mm. Yeah, Ben's...
The joke
do,
is Ben would truly
Ben
be
would
upset.
Do it, no, he would probably just do a gig at Everly, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That actually does sound pretty fun, though. Mm. If I got a bunch of my... especially comedy friends.
It actually would be awesome.
And we just did a dumb gig in that room.
A spot drunk. In front of all of them.
You can host.
That's the worst. It's the same thing, but for longer.
You got to bring them all on.
Exactly.
Have you, either of you hosted? I mean, you probably.
I just want to say though, because you're like, oh, Ben would probably want to do an open mic and like perform in that way. Not me. I'd like to do.
Yeah,
and then your
and
thing
real.
Was exactly the same.
That's
just
the
doing
joke.
A performance.
That's the joke.
Okay, gotcha,
that I
gotcha,
actually
gotcha.
Would not do that. Yes. And Ben is the person who, if our wedding clashed with Everly, I'd have to sort of be like, please, leave it.
It is a holy day. Yeah. Not for the reasons you thought.
You do it at Everly.
Have you guys hosted? You might have, Tom. Have you hosted a wedding?
Hosted a wedding? No, I've done. No. Only last year did a speech at a wedding. My friend Solo's wedding.
Annoying getting the PowerPoint in the screen.
No, just because I sometimes incorporate slides into my performance doesn't mean I rely on them. In whole.
Sounds like your shtick, man.
Do we need to get the projector for the gig tomorrow?
We're not even performing tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. That's
what's
right.
Tomorrow?
We're going to yeah, there's too many acts.
We bumped ourselves from our own gig.
I thought
which is pretty good. This is how I think we're moving up in
do
the world.
It's like people are so rude messaging me. Someone messaged me and they were like, I won't say their name, but was just like, what have I been banned by this room? Why aren't I getting booked?
Oh my God. I think that's so
when is
sad.
It? Yeah. And tell me when to arrive.
And it's like, what? We just put on a show.
It
was just a show for our friends. And anyway, people.
That is so
that's
sad.
That's the trouble. Because I've, for a long period of time, have held off from being involved in the operation of a room.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And have always been on the comedian side of the bitching about the gatekeepers.
Oh, yeah.
And then you do a casual monthly one where you're like, still not in gatekeeper category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, still on that side of it, but no, you're immediately in people's minds. You're now gatekeeper.
But that says something about the people and not you. That is just the way the world works. People want to make it about them. They're like, oh, I think they hate me, and like, I must have like. It's like so sad.
Oh, totally.
It's just like, let it
go. It's understandable.
In their own thoughts, though, a lot.
It's often after you post a story or something where it looks fun.
Yeah.
And people's like, the jealousy brain engaged. So I would like to be in the story.
What have I done?
Anyway, hosting a wedding, which I've done
about
three of.
No,
three.
Are they all people you know?
Yeah.
Wow. MCing, you mean. The speech element.
Yeah. And I've said I'll never do it again.
But not like you can do it at mine.
Yeah.
Hosting the event. Like, yeah. My house is great. It's like,
I'm entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one more for a friend, but then I'll never do it again.
No way.
Because it's quite annoying. It's a big.
Yeah, you can't party. I was talking to David Smite about it because he gets booked to do people's weddings he doesn't know.
Yes.
Yeah, he gets gigs to do that, and he was saying like,
he is that's perfect.
He's perfect, right?
Yeah.
But he says it's
I want to get married just to have him do it.
Yeah, he'd be great.
I might get him if I ever get married. Yeah.
But
we should get married.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh my god!
Get him
please.
Along. That would be
good for the podcast.
Yeah. I could sing, you know, just get Shadow I'm free.
Does a musical number.
And he's just saying that you can't drink the whole time.
Nah, you can have a few drinks.
He's like, you kind of have to be on.
Well, the problem is you get a run sheet and it's more work. They don't tell you that it's like you have to like liaise with the kitchen for when the mains
are.
Because it's like you've got to do it. It's a fair bit of work.
You've written a few jokes and all of a sudden you're liaising with the kitchen.
The first time I did it, the chef came up to me and they're like, when are we serving? And I was like, well, why are you talking to me? And they're like, you're the MC. And I was like, well, I haven't been briefed.
I'm a food guy.
Yeah. But
you're about to be like, Diet Coke, thanks. Yeah.
I was like, what are the reds?
He's coming over. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. A bit much.
But my point is, hosting it like an open mic is the best way.
No way.
To do the speeches, for sure.
As in up top being like, everyone's new. There's going to be a lot of new stuff.
No,
like people getting married.
Like, give everyone a lot of support. You do some gags at the top. Do some admin funny stuff about the room. And then get everyone to do like big round of applause, bring people on, and then like comment on after their speech and say
that's
how good,
crazy.
Good it was. And that's what I found is like the best way to keep it rolling.
It's very good to be able to say that you've given up hosting. That's how many requests are flowing in.
But it's just when all your friends start getting married,
they go to you. If you've done
one. If you're a comedian, they're just like, of course, we're going to get you.
That hasn't happened to me.
Well, maybe only a few of your friends have started getting married.
They probably think you can't have the slides in the venue.
Like, he needs
the slides.
Can I ask, can you have a wedding no MC? What would happen then?
Chaos.
The absolute American model.
Don't even bring it up, Conchita. How dare you?
An MC-less wedding. Someone's got to say, because there's more to it. It's like you've got to be like, can everyone be seated?
Jeez.
There's like a bit of I think you almost need someone to do it. But hiring someone, I think, is a great thing because because you've got to MC and then you've got to give a fucking gift.
Yeah.
As well. And it's like, my whole day, you can't really have a proper drink. You can have a drink through it, but till about 10 or whatever.
I reckon a bunch of times when I've been to a wedding, it's been a family member doing that role, I think makes it a bit easier to ask them. But then also, how about this is a framework to look at it? I think you've just felt like the annoying one. Who is like, oh, come on, guys, on the bucks. You're like, oh, dinner's at this time. You've got to kind of like manage it. Similar to what an MC has to do. Come on, guys, it's time to listen to the speeches. Okay, now we're going to have a break. But from your perspective, you were best man. You had to be the best man role was being annoying at the bucks.
Yes.
But now you're headlining.
Yeah, the speech bit. I'm gonna kill.
Now that's the host, and then you're coming in. You're doing it. So it's kind of like a.
But I think they might be setting me up to fail because they were like, "You better be funny. You're
a
comedian."
That sucks.
It's gonna be a tough gig.
No, that's gonna be fine because there's gonna be lots of other people that aren't trying to sabotage you, which will.
Yeah, you
will be
that.
Laughing. It'll be good.
Well, there's one guy who's gone to prison.
You're gonna be the real. You're like, you're gonna be there. Just worried about numbers.
Yeah,
gonna be an idiot in the crowd. He's not gonna be at the actual wedding.
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
He'll be in the ultimate escape room. So I don't think.
What's the no escape room?
Prison.
It's designed to prevent escape.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can get out,
Shawshank Redemption.
A big win.
If you've seen that,
yeah,
you got to crawl through shit.
Well, then it'll be another 20 years based on that. Yeah. To get out.
I don't think he's in for very long.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, this is a short stint.
Yeah. Just enough for the state to rehabilitate him.
Fair.
Totally.
Back in the game.
Great.
Yeah, back to it.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Can I say I'd like to clarify some statements I made earlier. I made those statements because I was in the understanding that he was going to be in there for quite a long time, and I realize now that he's going to come out. I take that back. I was too aggressive. I didn't mean the things I said. I was just joking around. So I'd just like to apologize to everyone listening, but specifically to the criminal. I mean, the great guy that may or may not be listening. I think you're just the best. And the hijinks I heard about.
Your prison cell is going great right now.
Yeah. Or outside, seeing that that's quite soon
seeing
as well.
That podcast live forever.
Yeah, could be listening to it again. Perhaps to re-energize you, to get you more angry, to help you commit the crime that you've come to my house to do, which is in Darlinghurst, as was in the news 2 weeks ago. So that'll be easy to find. So that's great.
Everyone at the Bucks actually was talking about thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
About, because they did see it, and because Barnsley was telling them all about it as
Wow. Also, that means that there's a bit of affection for me, which will reduce the likelihood of a murder taking place a little bit. But I feel like the insults I was throwing around. I'm also mindful that people sometimes do tune out a podcast about halfway through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think on the back end you'll be fine. That's what you want to open hot, which obviously we did.
Mm.
Mm. No, but I'm worried that he tuned out after the insults and hasn't stuck around for this apology.
Oh, no. Maybe you should put it in the description the title.
We'll do an apology
something
at the top.
Okay. Yeah. No, that'd be
edit
good.
It in.
Do you want to, at the end of this, whenever we finish, right, which could be any time soon, to be honest.
Sure.
We could then
putting
stop
that in there.
We could then stop.
It's gonna be right now. I'm fucking dying to get out of here.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like, yeah, no. I don't, yeah. We could do a proper thing and be like, hey guys, there's some stuff in here.
Yeah.
Mm.
None of it's true.
Totally. Do you want to do that now?
Okay.
What are we? Do we have anything here? No, that is not appropriate. That's too specific to quizzes. It's quite.
Oh my god.
No, none of these are. Okay, so we're just going to have to go for real.
Okay.
Welcome to the good stuff. We're joined this week by Conchetta, Carista. What is that?
Carista.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm saying again.
No.
Got the guest name wrong.
No, do not start again. This is perfect. We're also this is being recorded at the end of the podcast.
Okay, so I'm back into it. Welcome to the good stuff, guys, and get ready for a fantastic episode with our guest, Conchetta Carista. And I apologize for getting your name wrong. And I also want to apologize for something that occurred during this podcast. So I used language that I regret.
He did.
That I take back and that I want to sincerely apologize for before you hear it. This is a warning to anyone who I suppose, doesn't want to hear offensive language, don't listen. Or offensive kind of just more offensive ideas generally, aggressive ideas.
I don't remember any of this. Do you remember?
Yeah,
any?
No.
I'm not proud of. I said some things I'm not proud of, Sam, directed specifically at a friend of yours.
Yes.
Dear friend.
Yeah.
And a guy who shouldn't be disrespected, not because he's scary, but because he deserves respect. And what he's done in the past, what he did in the very recent past, potentially in the last week, at a weekend getaway that you had with him, shouldn't be held against him. And I just want to retract any kind of aggression that that I communicated towards him. And I hope that he hears that. And, I mean, what he does is up to him, but it would be great if his reaction to my words didn't involve violence of any kind.
Yeah, just don't be – if you listen to this and you want to beat Tom up, don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good summary of what I'd like.
I'd just like to piggyback off that apology and make my own apology to a certain celebrity that I have talked about extensively on this podcast,
that's right,
who may or may not have dated my boyfriend in the public eye.
Yeah.
I'd also further like to extend the apology to my boyfriend for sort of talking about things maybe he wanted private, you know, and I hope he listens to this.
Yeah.
I've also, that was great. I would like to do an apology as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Could I please apologize to my friend Barnsey, whose wedding I'm going to and whose Bucks party, who I think is supposed to keep a lot of that stuff private, have just spoken about at length on a podcast.
Right. And I'd like to apologize before as well for making a joke about how they're not good for each other, which I was talking about generally just because you said a few things and I thought that would be a humorous joke to make. But I mean, I know them personally. I met them. I think they're great together. I'd also like to apologize to you, Conchita, for getting your last name incorrect.
And I'd like to apologize to you because I insinuated that you weren't good with women without actually knowing that in detail, but sort of speculating.
That's not necessarily to apologize for because you were correct in that case.
Absolutely. And I sort of thought that.
Yeah.
And that had no substance, my apology.
Mm. So you didn't mean that?
No.
Is that something you'd like? Do you have anything to say about
it? No, I think I'm done. This has been fun.
So that insincere statement you made, you don't have any reflections on that or?
Just that I vibed with it at the time. And
and now how do you feel about it?
Still vibing with you.
Still loving it. I love it to this day, to this minute. I back it.
Still vibing.
Anyway, enjoy the episode.
Don't hurt me. One more hurt and I'll just fall apart. Please, please, don't hurt me. I've been down as low as a heart could ever go. Torn all apart. And so lonely, when I'm in your arms, I'd lose control. Please, please, don't hurt me. Are you really mine to have?